You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And second, you're going to have to trade for him, and he would be your future starter. But what about Lamar Jackson? It wasn't too long ago. Wow. Only cost 2 first-round picks to get him.
Wow. Yeah, because that was the franchise tag.
Yeah, that was the tag that was given to Jackson where no one felt it was worth negotiating with him because they knew the Ravens would simply match.
I mean, look.
So why waste your time?
Exactly. But if the Ravens fire John Harbaugh and bring in a new coach, and that new coach is like, this Lamar Jackson era is not my cup of tea. We're going to move on from him. Can we find a trade partner? That you're 100% in on that. You'd have to be.
I don't know if I would be.
Why? I don't know if I. Kyler Murray?
No.
That is Lamar Jackson.
Tiki, that is so unfair because I've clearly stated that Kyler Murray is a part of a competition.
Yes.
So me saying I would, you are like, you should work for WFAN Digital. Headline, Evan prefers Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson. Context is king, okay? The context of Kyler Murray is I bring him in for a competition.
Okay, here's
Let's get to Lamar. Okay. That's what we want to talk about Lamar because it's different.
You bring in Lamar to be your now and future starter and you use your resources for other stuff.
Okay, I will tell you.
Because you need to revamp your team a little bit.
Can I tell you my concerns about Lamar Jackson?
Tell me.
Before you crush me and you jump down my throat. Lamar Jackson's about to be 29 years old.
Yes.
His athleticism is only going to dwindle as he gets into his 30s.
Okay.
The last few weeks, he has not looked like the same guy. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, he has not been
as
mobile.
So my worry is what I'm going to have to give up is going to be extensive. I'm going to pay him a ton of money, restructure, give him a monster deal as he deserves as a guy that's won, you know, how many MVPs now? And I'm worried about what that looks like at 30, 31, 32. That's a fair concern.
That's the least of your worries.
He's based on athleticism.
I know.
What is he when the athleticism starts to go?
He's still a pretty damn good quarterback.
He isn't.
He's just, look, is he the same player if he doesn't run for 700 yards a season? No. But it's not like he's inept as a quarterback.
I didn't say he is.
And so you could do a lot worse than Lamar Jackson. And the only thing that would be challenging is constructing your offense. It's who has the expertise to do it
right, with
a guy like that. And that's the challenge.
I don't know if I would be. Evan, you've lived in the depths of hell without a franchise quarterback forever, and you don't know if you'd be interested in a multi-MVP in the NFL only before 30 years old?
Considering what I have to give up, considering the money is involved, considering that I'm not trading for what he's accomplished, I'm trading for what he's doing next, I have some worries.
All right. Now,
is that not a fair point?
I just want to make something clear, because I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt on this. I am a very big believer on you could have an opinion on something specific in sports and be able to pivot as time grows. But you, prior to the Giants getting Jackson Dart, bring everything back to the Giants, were very big on the idea of these rookie quarterbacks, who knows, half of them bust. You can't. The alternative to not getting Lamar Jackson as your franchise quarterback is that lottery ticket in the draft. So are you saying now you are on board with taking that lottery ticket over a proven MVP in
the
NFL?
You're taking out the part that I'm going to have to give up a few lottery tickets to get the player.
Sure.
And then I'm going to eat up a lot of my cap space in the player. And then I've got to hope that as he enters his 30s, he's the same player he was in his 20s, which right. I'm just not as confident about.
Only thing you really get is health, because he's missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
In 6 years.
Yeah.
And so health is what you'd worry about.
But the one thing you can't do, Tiki, is equate my interest in Kyler Murray, which is more as a competitor,
yes,
to someone I draft.
It's two different situations.
Thank you.
I'm just messing with you.
I know. He starts off with, you prefer Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson? Let's go to Tony in Delaware. Hey, Tony.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, hey, guys. There's two quarterbacks that, if I'm the Jets, I'm bringing in. I'm not bringing in Kyler Murray. I mean, for me, the 5'8 QB just doesn't work in the NFL. But I'm looking at a proven winner. He wins when he's on the field. And that's, the Ravens' backup quarterback, Huntley, for a stopgap, competent quarterback. And a guy who's putting up numbers, looking very competent. The defense is failing him, but it's Marcus Mariota. Those two guys, and you're gonna if you got some receivers, you're going to win, and a defense, you're going to win games. If you got Huntley, you're definitely going to win games because he's proven that.
I think both.
Those are interesting points.
Yeah, I think Tyler Huntley's a little different because he's younger. He's only 28 years old.
Right.
But Marcus Mariota is a part of that bridge conversation, right, which they already have with Tyrod Taylor. I mean, and Tyrod Taylor is already developing chemistry with the guys on this roster. So if it's going to be that veteran leader bridge guy, Tyrod Taylor should have the leg up on it, considering he's already there, right, developing a relationship, not only with Tanner Engstrand as offensive coordinator, but with everyone else on this roster. And I view Mariota and Huntley and Teddy Bridgewater, who I had mentioned a few weeks ago, more in that they're not there to compete. They're there to, almost cater until the kid is ready.
Yeah.
Whomever you draft.
Yeah, but Tyrod Taylor, he's free, so you'd have to re-sign him. Right?
Yes.
He's a free agent.
He is a free agent, yes.
And so it's different. So he's kind of in the same boat, but he has the gangplank to the boat already. He already knows how to get there.
I'm going to go to the person on hold whose subject title is Evan is on drugs.
Wow. Fair ask.
Wow.
Now, what do you think in the first 38 minutes
of
this show? What have I said in the first 38 minutes that you think warrants the Evan is on drugs opinion?
I just think I don't know about Lamar Jackson is immediate. Are you on meth?
Okay. All right, let's see if that's right. Leon, Long Island, was it the Lamar Jackson thing that makes you think I'm on drugs?
That is one of the things, yes. That is definitely one of
the things.
Here's why. Because not this year, Lamar has not been healthy. We know that. But last year, he threw for 4,100 yards. You know how many times a Jets quarterback has thrown for 4,100 yards? That, and by the way, that's not running for a single yard. That's thrown for 4,100. Do you know how many times it's happened in a Jets career?
Never.
It has never happened. So when you worry about what he is, if he can't run, he's a 4,000-yard passer, which is something the Jets don't have, ever. The only, in fact, I will ask you.
That's solid.
One person has thrown for 4,000 yards in Jets history. Do you know who that was?
Yeah, I think it was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, it was Joe Namath.
Oh. Well, how many did Fitzpatrick throw for in that 2015 season? Because he had a monster year that year.
I don't know.
Maybe the correct point. I honestly didn't look up Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, I got
by the way. That.
No, it's a great point.
And I have another point.
Yeah. Real quick, here's the answer on Fitzpatrick. 3905.
That's what I thought. Okay, you're 39.
How about that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
And so, I mean, when you worry about Lamar Jackson, but I understand your point of trading away assets, giving a huge contract. That's a much bigger difference than Kyler Murray. But here's my problem with Kyler Murray. I have not seen one thing from this coaching staff that tells me they could even develop or extend Kyler Murray. Because Justin Fields, while he was terrible this year, this was the worst year of his career. So while he was not a good quarterback,
that's a good point.
He got worse in this regime. And so I have not seen this regime develop any position on the field, let alone quarterback, and that's what makes me nervous.
Yeah.
One last point. You guys are talking, you know, the other thing about you being on drugs, you and Joe on Monday were talking about this game, and Joe was all of a sudden pie in the sky, loving it. Like he had this team, the two of their three wins, they needed ridiculous special teams plays to get those wins, which is not a sustainable thing. If they didn't get a muff
inside
the five,
though, Lee.
They would have been shut out.
True, but it still happens. Like, you still make plays.
I know, but his point, and it's a fair one.
It is fair, but it also it diminishes the importance of a team game.
Well, but I think...
Because sometimes when you play poorly and you win, it's because you have solid special teams play.
Right.
A solid kicker, things of that nature.
You could also say, if that's luck, isn't it unluck that this team has forced a historically low 2 turnovers so far this season?
Right.
Like, you would think that kind of stuff will even out. The reason I can't take any blame on that is I have yet to offer any opinion about Jets-Dolphins. Now, I will offer one today, and I have one today, and we'll certainly make NFL picks today. But Joe was the one on Monday who had confidence they'll beat the Dolphins.
Thank God for drugs.
I haven't revealed any of my opinions on Jets-Dolphins.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.